Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, brought to you by First Horizon. Big bank muscle, small bank hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. We head to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in our friend Corey Curtis from News 2, who joins us every Monday morning at 8 o'clock. Corey, good morning. How are you?
You know, my Bears aren't in the playoffs, but I'm pretty darn good this morning.
I'm sure you are. I'm sure it's a great time for you.
Did you see the rating for Jordan Love in that game?
I did not, but I can't imagine it was very good.
It was one of the lowest ratings for a quarterback in modern NFL history playoff games.
Didn't go well. Did not go well for Jay Love yesterday.
In all seriousness, it's amazing because we always want to be careful not to overreact to, you know, one single performance. But, you know, how revealing these playoff games can be. You know, Justin Herbert's had 2 playoff games, and he's melted down in both of them.
Yeah.
And you know, we keep waiting for Lamar to break through in the playoffs. And so that's what we'll all be watching. You know, Lamar is sensational. There's no doubt about it. But we're all waiting for him to break through on the playoff stage. And people, even the biggest Lamar fans, have to be waiting for that. And, you know, now, you know, we'll be asking those questions about Jordan Love, because I'm sure the Packers will be good in the future. But, you know, he's going to have those demons to overcome now.
No doubt about it. And I will say, already very excited for Buffalo-Baltimore next week. So it could be pretty
best
awesome.
Game of the weekend, without question. Best game of the weekend.
So, Corey, let's start on the Vrabel front. Vrabel hired by the Patriots. The worst kept secret in the NFL. Your reaction to that move, and what do you make of that job for Mike Vrabel?
Was I the only one who thought Gerard Mayo was a dead man walking the moment he took that job?
I don't know. No. I mean, I didn't necessarily think. I just, you know.
Oh, come on.
So Robert Kraft was just going to do a 1 year with Mayo all along?
I think probably. I mean, did they do
anything?
How could Robert
Kraft, Corey, have known that Mike Vrabel would be available right now? I mean, he finished second with the Chargers job. He was very close to getting that job. So you're telling me the whole thing was constructed a year ago.
Okay. Maybe not the whole thing was constructed, but he's had this job for a while. I will say that.
I can see that. Well, I asked earlier, because I'm with Joe from the standpoint of, it would be difficult to plan this a year ago, not knowing if Vrabel was going to be available. But the question that I would ask is, at what point was this the plan? Like, you get into, like, week 2 this year, and you're like, yeah, we're going to go hire Mike Vrabel at the end of the year. Like, when Vrabel made it through the coaching cycle last year and didn't get a job, was it the plan then? That would be interesting to know.
I would think, this is my estimation, when Vrabel didn't get a job for the coaching cycle, they immediately went on to the thought of, well, if it doesn't work out this year, we'll go get Mike.
I could see that. So what do you make of the fit?
I think he would fit better with a team with a better roster, like most coaches. Look, his coaching staff is going to be important. You know, he's got a young quarterback to develop, and you know he hasn't shown he can do that at this point. He hasn't really had the opportunity to show that. But he's going to have to show that he can put a staff together that can bring along a young quarterback, and they need a lot of players. You know, he did it with, you know, bubble gum and Band-Aids at times here. And you can, as you saw, only do that for so long. They need a lot of players. Now, fortunately, they have a high draft status, and they've got, like, what is it, $130 million in cap space?
Yeah, they got a lot of money.
Which you can argue, why didn't they spend it before? What were they waiting for? Or were they just unable to spend it because nobody wanted to go there because their roster was a train wreck? They're going to find out, and maybe Vrabel helps them with this some. When you're a bad team, you have to pay the bad team tax. You know, the Titans have had to pay it before, and they're going to have to pay it now. And, you know, I think the Patriots are in it. It's why they've lost out on a lot of free agents, is I think they've scoffed at the bad team tax in knowing that they're a bad team. But they're a bad team. I mean, they don't have five great players on their team. All right. I mean, they have a good young quarterback, but we've seen that before. You know, he's got to survive and he's got to develop and he's got to have the pieces around him, you know, to develop. So, you know, I'm interested in the staff that Vrabel puts around himself to help build that thing. And I'm curious how much he lets them do their thing, or if he, you know, just wants them to do what he says, which is kind of what he's made verbalized before to Matt LaFleur and company.
Corey, any of the 27 general manager candidates the Titans have hired pique your interest?
Did you see there was a tweet or a post about the Bears search? And it was a picture of Patches O'Houlihan from Dodgeball, and it said the Bears' 73rd interview was with Patches O'Houlihan. You know, the Titans GM search. You know, the one thing I will say is, you know, the volume of candidates, unlike the Patriots search, lets you believe that this is a real search. And they, by the quality of candidates, they've convinced them that, you know, they are in fact going to be, you know, the GM in charge of personnel. So I guess they've convinced everyone that, you know, this is in fact the job, and, you know, you aren't going to be, you know, oppressed by, you know, the president of football operations. He has his job, you have your job. And, you know, because if not, you know, I don't know if Thomas Dimitroff, you know, interviews for that job. Yes, it's one of 32, but, you know, I don't know if he needs to do that and not have his job. And so, you know, I think it's encouraging for them, the number of people. And I would say for the most part, the quality. Look, I understand they could be good people. I don't know why you're interviewing anyone from the Browns or the Colts right now in their front office staffs. But yeah, I mean, it's a lot, and I think we're hitting this new stage where everybody does Zoom first and then in person second. And so it'll be interesting to see how many they pare it down to for in person. Don't they still have to interview the guy from Green Bay?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, and you would have to think he is one of the front runners.
I would think so. So on that front, Corey, what do you make of the way that this has now played out to this point, with Carthon being shown the door, Chad Brinker having final say over the search for the GM and the roster here, and Brian Callahan, really no news on his staff since last week at the press conference there. What do you make of the way that this is all shaken out, with Carthon being the one that gets shown the door, and now the aftermath of Brinker moving ahead here to be the decision maker for the Titans?
Well, I know a lot of people are upset and think they're in disarray, and I get that, you know, to a degree. But I will say that I don't think, and I told this to Jared on Friday, I don't think she likes giving money away. I don't think she likes paying people to not work. So I don't think it's on a whim. I don't think she thought, hey, we're bad, I got to fire somebody. You know, if she did, she could fire everybody, and she's not. So, you know, clearly something happened along the way where, you know, her opinion of Rand and his job performance for one way or another, you know, soured. And, you know, she's still willing to give the other guys a shot, but she thought that she needed to make a change there. And she's the owner. That's her prerogative. That's her job, is to put the best people out there forward. So that's what she thinks she's doing. She's trying to win a Super Bowl. You can disagree with it all you want. She's trying to win, all right? You can disagree with her ability to get there. I understand that. But I don't think we all can question her motives, because she desperately wants to win. You know, she had a structure in place when it was over. And, you know, we'll see if that structure changes after this year, then I think we can really start to kind of question it. I think a lot of it stems from, and it's just to hear what you guys think about this, trying to do this competitive rebuild, you know, kind of like the Predators talked about, trying to kind of to cobble together wins while you're rebuilding. And I think they're finally feeling like, you know what, we should have just pulled off the Band-Aid and started over again. But they were trying to still win games, and I think they found that impossible to do.
Yeah, I mean, I want to be a male model, but I'm going to have 17 taquitos for lunch. So, I mean, yeah, it's great that she wants to win, but, you know.
Do you like the taquitos at the gas station? The ones that roll on the gas station rollers?
I've had some of those.
You know,
live to tell about it, too.
You know, that I don't know that I've had those, but a few times I've looked at them in the warmer, and they look pretty freaking good. Not going to lie.
They're all right, as long as you don't get the ones that are, like, have been there all day. And you know.
How do you know?
What could, by their color.
Yeah, okay. You know, you'll have to take me taquito shopping at some point and show me the way.
Joe, I'm your guy, okay? I'm your guy. I'm a big spender. All the taquitos you can eat.
All right.
We'll call it Gout Tour 2005.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so I'm going to ask every. I want every host at this station today to answer the question, too, by the way. I forgot to say that, Robbie.
Okay.
You know, this is everybody here is going to answer this today. I know Big Joe, and I'm probably Jared, where they stand. Very simple. It's yes or no. There's no, oh, yeah, a little bit here, that. No, no. Yes or no. When Mike Vrabel made the comment last year about, you know, the Patriots, it's not like this at other places. Was he intentionally taking a shot at Amy Adams Strunk?
Long pause.
No.
Okay, thank you. I mean, my God, Corey, you almost went off the deep end. Thank you.
No, I mean, I thought
simple.
About it.
No.
I thought he's worked a lot of different places. He's played in different places. And he won 3 Super Bowls there. All right? He's going to have a lot of reverence for Robert Kraft, especially if he was trying to set himself up to get a job there, and the Patriots.
I'm hoping today, Corey, that he hops up on the podium, and the first thing he says is, I've been trying to get here for a while, and now we've done it.
The plan has finally come to fruition.
Are you calling him Nick Saban? Because you remember when they got off the plane, Nick Saban's wife said, we've been trying to get here for a while.
Yes, yes.
Not going to be the Alabama coach.
Say the whole time when he was Miami's coach, I'm not going to Alabama. I'm not interested in Alabama. Blah, 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 blah. You know, we heard it all before. Look, when Mike Vrabel was here, he told his players they had the best owner in the NFL. Okay? And my only point to that is he knows how the game is played.
Yep, no doubt about it. Corey?
Yep.
Great stuff as always. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning.
You know, you should be honored. You should be flattered.
As always.
By the way, and I'm hijacking your show. You guys didn't ask me about this. What would you guys think about Marcus Freeman and the Bears? I think it's intriguing.
Huh, that's an interesting point. I mean, I think that would
be... Supposedly, they've done a lot of research on him.
That would be an interesting hire. Let me ask you this. Would you rather have Freeman or Ben Johnson? Because I think Freeman screams head coach to me more than Ben Johnson does. Ben Johnson is just an elite play caller. So which one would you rather have?
Ben Johnson also has an elite roster right now to call plays for. Arthur Smith, when he had Derrick Henry and A.J. Brown, and Ryan, he looked pretty darn good. And he struggled to live up to that. You know, since then. And I like Arthur, and I think he's a good coach, but the Jimmys and the Joes matter.
Yep.
And I agree with you. I think there's value in head coach. That's why I've thought the Bears should try to trade for Shanahan or McVay or one of those guys, or Kevin O'Connell. I like the idea of it. I would really have to know his staff and his plan for developing, you know, Caleb Williams. I think that's important. But his ability to lead men and – you know, gets him through adversity, I think, is unquestioned. And so, I think for those reasons, it's really intriguing, and I think it would be an interesting choice between the two. And I don't think it would be something where you would just say, well, Ben Johnson's done this with Lions. And I think you could look at Marcus Freeman and make a legitimate argument. You want to push your chips in on his table. Now, his sample size isn't that big, okay? And so that's the one thing you're working about. But he has made Notre Dame better, and in an age where you got to pay for players. So that's interesting.
Yep, no doubt about it. Corey Curtis joins us every Monday morning at 8 o'clock. We'll take your reaction to what Corey had to say, 615-737-1025 on the Titans. We'll get into the hiring of Mike Vrabel by the Patriots as well. All that ahead, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063 The Game. Preds fans, don't miss Smashville Live this Wednesday night at Brewhouse South in Cool Springs at 6 o'clock. See your Preds star players up close and personal. Your chance to get autographs and pictures this Wednesday night at Brewhouse South in Cool Springs. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063 The Game. Corey Curtis brought to you by Tennessee Men's Clinic. Appreciate him for being on with us in the last segment. We are live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. Vrabel to the Patriots. His press conference in New England today at 11 a.m. So looking forward to that. Coming up a little bit later in the program, what do you make, Joe, of the fit for the roster, the timing, everything of the above for Mike Vrabel in New England?
I think it was the best job available with the combination of Drake May at quarterback and stable ownership as compared with the Bears and whatever the heck they have going on with Kevin Warren and their Ryan Poles. And I think there's a lot more stability. Also, as Charles Robinson reported, Ryan Cowden and Mike Vrabel had a great relationship here. Ryan Cowden, John Robinson's number two, has been number two with the Giants since then. And so that's a big deal for Vrabel to – how did Charles phrase that, by the way? I want to make sure I give the proper credit to Charles on that report. But basically, according to Charles, you know, Ryan Cowden is going to be joining Vrabel there, and I would guess that he is destined to be, he is destined to be the Patriots GM. Elliot Wolf is right now, but I would say if I was Elliot Wolf, I would, that'd be a little.
Here's what Charles said yesterday. Quote, I'm hearing Giants personnel advisor Ryan Cowden expected to be added to the Patriots personnel mix, but not with the GM title. I believe Elliot Wolf will retain personnel power. However, Cowden's addition to the front office is Vrabel's preference. Dynamics will be interesting, is what Charles said.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens there, but that's a good deal for Cowden. He's been close to getting some GM jobs in the NFL prior to this. This might end up being where he gets the job, and I would wonder if, and I don't know, maybe he wouldn't be interested in this. It's like a role reversal type thing, but would John Robinson have interest in returning to his old employer and being involved in some way? I don't know. I'm not sure about that. But I think Vrabel and Cowden were close and a lot of mutual respect there. And so, but I don't know. Could J-Rob going to be like East Coast scout? You know, I don't know. Just interesting. It'd be interesting to kind of track him and see. I think before long, you're going to see him kind of move around too. Everybody who was part of the team here when they were good, they're kind of fanning out all over the league. And now Titans fans with their 3-14 team,
yep,
with Berserker in charge, have to watch this and basically hate watch Vrabel and the Patriots, because if he comes in and all of a sudden they're winning big and getting the playoffs and making runs while you still stink, that's going to be just one more sting for Titans fans.
Well, they play at Nissan Stadium next season, which is also going to be fun. Going to be probably a fun week here on the program of the Vrabel Titans talk. Whenever that happens,
get Vrabel on the show.
We'll try to get Vrabel on the show, see if he'll do it. I wonder, like, is that going to be early in the year? Is that going to be a primetime spot? Like, I don't imagine the NFL is too keen to put the Titans on primetime next year, so we'll see what that looks like.
Well, but if there was a reason, this would be
this
it.
Would be it.
I like Chase's idea of like the first Thursday or week two, you know, Thursday night game. That would be fun. A Sunday night game, is that asking too much? 3-14 Titans. They're probably not going to get.
I don't think they're getting Sunday.
Probably not going to get a Sunday or a Monday night.
They would get.
They'll get a Thursday.
Might get Sunday night if they draft Shedeur Sanders. It may be how they get Sunday night. Or if they go sign Aaron Rodgers in free agency, then you might get a Sunday night or two.
That's actually a good point. What if they also, like this week, fire Brian Callahan and hire Deion Sanders and then go get Shadur
Sanders? Well, then they'll definitely get some Sunday
night. They might get five Monday night football games.
They might get a lot at that point. Send back to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in Joel to the program. Joel, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, good morning, guys. Listen all the time. Don't get too many chances to call in. So I'm a little late on this, but I want to try to change Rex Rhodes' mind on the whole napping on the plane story.
Okay.
Okay.
So here we go. To me, and Karski, I don't think, did a good job of explaining this, but to me, it's not. I think, Joe, you were getting a little bit hung up on the actual napping of the plane part. Mm-hmm. To me, it's more about cultural norms. So I'm a chef, right? Let's say I'm on a salary position at a restaurant, and I'm supposed to work 50 hours a week. That's in my contract. And as a salary, 50 hours, you don't get paid overtime, right? But everybody else around me is grinding, working 60 hours, whatever, and I'm coming in only working that 50 because that's only what my contract says. Eventually, those people are going to look around and say, well, look, I'm pulling all this extra weight doing these things. And this guy over here is doing just the bare minimum, right? So there's other examples like that. You cut yourself on the line and you feel like you got to go to the hospital instead of just wrapping it up and get back to work like everybody else. Point is, there's all these cultural norms in every industry. And if you don't fall in line with those, eventually you're going to lose kind of the respect of the people around you.
Yep,
I think it's more about that than the actual act of napping on the plane.
Yep, thanks for the call, Joel. Appreciate it.
No, I get that. I do. Now, I did isolate the actual act because – so my point, I hear everything you're saying. If everybody else is doing extra and you're not, then I get it. I agree with that. I was just saying that particular example to me, that's why I said to Carson, he's like, I want to know, is there a division of labor and his end is not being held up? Right. Him napping on the plane does not say that for certain, right? Look, some people truly, and in fact, I actually, when I was younger, I was this way, like, can't stay awake on a plane. Some people, now I can't fall asleep on a plane. I've flipped. About to
say, I can't fall asleep on a plane.
But some people, seriously, and I used to be there, it's like, basically, as soon as it takes off, like, I can't keep my eyes open. I just, like, that particular, just because, you know, someone else used to just be all locked in on the film, if he goes home and does that work, who cares, right? But, I mean, I understand what you're saying. Like, the idea, if that is actually an indication that he is not holding up his end. I'm just saying it doesn't necessarily say that.
I welcome more plane talk for the Titans to continue to set the record for most time discussing an airplane by a franchise in professional sports.
Somebody had a great joke about that in a text line earlier, and I forgot, but something about the plane from Green Bay. And by the way, I wanted to ask Joel if he has a taquitos recipe. But text in and let us know.
615-737-1025, our phone number. Your thoughts on Mike Vrabel to New England? What do you make of the fit? What do you think Vrabel will? How do you think Vrabel will do in his new role with the Patriots? We'll take your thoughts on all that. 615-737-1025. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025, our phone number, 615-737-1025. Mike Vrabel to the Patriots. Let's head back to our 1025 The Game phone line. Welcome in Jack to the program. Jack, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
How you fellas doing?
We're good, Jack.
Good.
From judging by the love fest that he went through when they put him in his Hall of Fame, I figured this was a no-brainer. And I imagine he's going to do just fine up there once they get over the hump of, you know, redoing a roster, new people, new coaches, all that. And I would certainly think Mr. Kraft is tickled to have him.
Yep, thanks for the call, Jack. Appreciate it. I mean, Robert Kraft, no doubt, I think is happy. One question that I do think is interesting to ponder here, and Corey Curtis brought it up. When did this become the plan for Robert Kraft? Because going back to the coaching search last year, we all thought, well, I mean, Belichick's out, so Vrabel will end up as the head coach of the Patriots. And it ended up being Gerard Mayo, which was contractually a part of his deal. He was going to be the head coach. He was the head coach in waiting when Bill Belichick was done. So that was in his contract. So he gets the job. Vrabel goes through a cycle where he finishes as the runner-up for the Chargers job behind Jim Harbaugh, does not get another job. He's out there and available. So once they got through the coaching cycle, how quickly did Robert Kraft and the Patriots identify Vrabel as their next target? Was it last offseason? Was it week 8 this year? Was it 3 weeks ago? Like, how quickly did they identify Vrabel as their next guy?
My answer would be as soon as they lost confidence in Jerod Mayo. And I'm not for a second buying the idea that this plan of having it in his contract and having him is the plan of being the long-term Patriots coach was bogus from the start. That's stupid. Why? If you're Robert Kraft, you also have all these other possible – forget Vrabel. Like, you have a full menu of hot coordinators, whoever else, retreads, trade for Mike McCarthy, whatever you want. You have all these possibilities. Like, people are looking at this like, yeah, that was it all along. Mayo just for a year and then – no, what? No, I mean, the answer is whenever they lost count – now, maybe it was. Maybe by the time they got through minicamp and all that stuff, Kraft's like, oh, crap, this guy's – he's not ready for this. He's not good. He's not, I don't know. But I'm going to laugh at in the same sort of tone that I'm going to laugh at people who think that Vrabel is taking a shot at Amy Adams Strunk during a speech last year. By the way, I see Chase McCabe in the studio. I can't wait for his answer because his best friend Ricky and his co-host both believe that.
There is that.
You're on the spot, Chase.
That is right.
Oh, he wants to say
something. What are you complaining about now?
I'm not complaining. I have a question for you, and you're going to need to give an answer today. A yes or no answer?
What's the question?
All right, here we go. This was my rant. Did you hear my rant today?
No, I literally got in the car right as you were done.
That disappoints me, Chase. All right. Look at Chase. Is he going to come in here? Okay. So, yeah, we'll ask the question, which is simply, Mike Vrabel, we all know how Amy took it. We all agree when he was with the Patriots last year. We all know how he took it, right? How she took it, right? We know that. And I was wrong about that. But right. When Mike Vrabel said what he said, was he intentionally taking a shot at Amy Adams Strunk? It's yes or no. Not an in-between. No. Corey paused and he made
Corey paused for a long time.
He did pause, but he gave the correct answer. And you're going to be arguing with Ricky and Big Joe if you give the right answer.
Chase is also
I think
for
it
a long
was
time.
A pot shot. I don't think it was intentionally a, hey, I'm trying to get fired or anything like this. So to a yes or no question, no. But I do think there was a pot shot in there because of how maybe things were going.
Can you give me a ruling on this, Robbie?
Vrabel's the king of pot shots, and you know this better than anybody.
Yes, but he's usually pretty direct with it. He's like, here's an answer to your stupid long question. Put your hands away.
Right.
It sucks, Gentry, et cetera, et cetera.
He couldn't be that direct in that situation.
Well, right, but I know, but he was praising the place that was putting him in the Hall of Fame.
Here's the deal.
It's not like this in other places. Okay.
Right.
In other words, Amy, you suck. Fire me.
But he had to know that him wording it that way was going to piss her off.
I think it was the fact that he apparently didn't think that that was a huge deal and they never discussed it. Because remember, we talked about that at the time. You know, all the stuff comes out at the end of last year with Vrabel losing his job. And they never sat down and addressed this together, and clearly it made her mad.
Yes.
That's a fault not only of
and
her,
that's where
that's
I was
a
wrong.
Fault of
yeah.
him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, no, you have to make sure that you, no if doubt. You didn't intend for it to be a shot, you need to communicate that very clearly. If you're him,
I
he did not do
if
that.
If I was him.
Yep, I agree.
I would have, like, if I had been other places and I go and I do, like, a speech like that and say something similar, I would pick up the phone and call Bud, our owner, and go, hey, just so you know. Like, I was praising my time there, but I really enjoy my time here. Just so you understand that. Like,
yeah.
That wasn't a shot at you. But, and so that's where I think Vrabel messed up, that he should have called her.
We all agree with that. But again.
But I do, I mean, I don't know.
That he meant for it to be that is, he didn't want to lose his job last year, guys.
No, I don't think he did either. But I
So why would you do that,
But
then?
I also think it was calculated in, hey, always have a plan B, or as Big Joe likes to say, stay one step ahead of the jailer.
I think.
But see, that's forcing you to have a plan B. I mean, right? Like, that's the thing. Yes, have a plan B.
I mean, it's
sure.
worked out for him now.
Well, yes, a year later.
This has been since they were sitting together in the owner's box, he and Kraft. This is the end result.
All right, now.
This has been formulated.
Hey, if Amy fires me, hey, why don't you hire Gerard for a year? You know, if I get fired, then fire him after a year. And
I'll go golf for a year.
I'll pretend I want the Chargers job, but really I won't.
I'll go scout what Cleveland's doing.
I'll go take an interview with the Jets just to see what their plan is, and then I'll go back to the corner pub in Nashville, hire me from there.
There you go.
On the Zoom.
I went there recently, and the first thing I did was look over in the corner. Like,
is Vrabel here?
Please be here. Yeah. Please be here. Hey. He's not.
I love that place.
Apparently Jared went there on a Boston radio station and said, hey, tell Vrabel I said hi.
Oh, good. I'm sure Mike was thrilled.
Is there any way that, like, do we have the budget to send Jared up today real quick for the presser? God,
I wish. I thought about that, of how awesome it would be to send you, Jared, and Kuharski and have you front row.
Well.
And he just walks in. He's all excited, looks out and sees you three and just goes, ah.
You like this?
You know, Vrabel, he's got the opportunity to do something really nice, really awesome here over the next few weeks as he's putting together his staff. Hi, guys. I'm Mike Vrabel, the new head coach of the New England Patriots. I'd like to introduce you to my special teams coordinator.
Yeah, I knew you were going there.
Oh. Craig Aukerman, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to New England. Hey.
Todd Downing is his OC.
Yeah.
NWI.
NWI is about to get paid a lot of money in free agency.
Someone on the text line said that Jeff Simmons liked a tweet.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I saw talking about him being traded. I didn't see it.
He doesn't have any.
But how do you see? You can't see what people like anymore on tweets.
Came from the person. It came from that person that they liked his tweet, so they screenshotted it. Here, I'll show it to you.
Yeah.
But the other thing, too, is I don't think he has anything Titans on his bio anymore.
Oh, boy.
There's all that stuff.
All right.
Okay.
I was thinking this right now. Call New England. If they'll give you at least a second for Jeff Simmons, see ya.
I don't think you're getting a second for Jeff Simmons.
Probably not with the contract, but, you know.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, at this point, if you don't, I'm sorry, I've like totally hijacked your show.
I mean, you're our boss. It's cool.
No, I know, but, you know, I don't like to do that. But at some point, you know, you're blowing this up. Like, whether you want to or not, you're kind of there. So if you can get anything for some of these guys that have these big contracts, I would do it.
Actually, it's a good plan, Ben Brinker. It's like, I need 7 years. A
lot of patience.
Chad Brinker required. Here, draft and develop.
You got to draft, develop, and you're in 6 or 7 years, I'll be good to go.
Chase is showing me.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
it's a Jeffrey Simmons.
What did he say? Jeffrey Simmons, come on down, Patriots. Okay.
Boy, the band's getting back together.
I don't doubt that he would love to play for Vrabel again.
I'm sure he would.
Yeah.
Very popular guy.
Make it happen.
Except, you know, when you go back and you watch all the comments coming out of the mini camp and all that stuff in the summer about, we can finally speak our minds around here. The coaches are making corrections. Everything's hunky-dory in Titans land. And then they went 3-14.
That's
all that stuff
point.
Started to change.
That's a good point. And, yeah, I was going to say, he's not going to get Downing, but if so, well, back to a defensive coordinator who doesn't make any adjustments or correct mistakes.
Yeah, really good. Really good. Chase and Big Joe coming up at 9 o'clock. Chase, we'll talk to you here in a few.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thanks, boys.
615-737-1025, our phone number. Final thoughts of the program today on the hiring of Mike Vrabel by the New England Patriots. We'll give you the latest updates on the Titans search for GM as well. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, the game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, the game. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got some tickets to give away to see MTSU men's basketball as the Blue Raiders take on Western Kentucky this Saturday night. Tip off on Saturday at 6 o'clock. Be caller 3, 615-737-1025. Robbie and Rex Road brought to you by First Horizon. Big bank muscle, small bank hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. You're chuckling over there. It makes me nervous.
Well, first of all, shout out to Kalina Style. You're getting in on Dennis's territory.
Yeah.
With a little illustration of Berserker. Berserker, baby. You got a little Burke and Brinker, which makes Berserker. You got Amy in there, and you got the onion. Because remember, you take the onion out of the bag, the cheese that was in the bag with the onion still smells like the onion.
Correct.
Titans would not like to suck Berserker. Thank you. And then you've got their best strategy is the Berserker. You got DJ Burnside with Corey taking Joe taquito shopping. That's a really, man, that
really special time.
That taquito. I mean, look at the taquito. That's the biggest taquito ever.
Yeah. This has got to be a record for the amount of times taquito has been mentioned on live radio. Which
maybe.
I'm here for.
I mean, taquitos are pretty awesome. Like, there is not a person out there. Some people are disagreeing with the obvious answer that no, Vrabel is not taking a shot. I mean, disappointed that Chase had to pause that much in Hedges' answer. But we can all agree that taquitos are awesome, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who doesn't like taquitos? Only people who have not had taquitos.
I even buy sometimes the frozen taquitos from the grocery store and heat those bad boys up. There's no way they're good
for
you.
In all seriousness, I buy them all the time.
Yeah, I mean, it's good
stuff. And then I dip them in sour cream.
Now we're talking.
Yes, I'm a picture of health.
Taking your thoughts on the hiring of Mike Vrabel by the New England Patriots. I am interested to see how this goes for him. My thoughts on it are this. Look, I think Vrabel's a good coach. I think who he hires, particularly on the offensive staff, is going to be very important. You've thrown out Josh McDaniels. You know, obviously, I think some people expect him to just go grab, like, Tim Kelly or, you know, Todd Downing or whatever. I don't know. I don't know who it's going to be. But you better make sure you get the OC hire right. You know, I think that's got to be a huge part of this. What sort of offensive staff does he put together? And what did he learn about the way that things ended with the Titans that he can now apply and stop number two and be better for it? I'm interested to see what that looks like for him.
Well, another thing, if you're the Patriots, you know, this last year for Vrabel is huge. This is a big deal for coaches in terms of having options for their staff. He was just with another organization for a whole year, and he was, I promise you, he was scouting young coaches while there, because remember, when he got here, he basically had the Buckeyes and the Texans. And he needs to, and I think we saw a little bit of the limitations with his some of his hires.
Yes.
And so that's a big deal. And another thing is, I'm sure the question will come today about Josh McDaniels. I bet you specifically he's asked. If you want a way to quickly, like, get Pats fans not on your side, I don't think that would be a good idea, but yeah. I'm not ruling it out. I mean, he had was there for a lot of years when they had a lot of success together. And so, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't do it, but we'll see.
I'm not going to rule it out either, but I mean, I think it's time to move on to something else. If you're the Patriots, he was a good offensive coordinator for a long time with the greatest quarterback who's ever strapped it up. So, how much of that's him, how much of that's Brady? Which, yeah, I think is probably a general life question for that organization right now. How much of it is them, and how much of it was just simply Tom Brady?
Yeah, well, that's the thing with Vrabel. It's like, this is Kraft. And I know Mayo's not this, because Mayo's a newer player, but this is Kraft. Well, I shouldn't say that. I mean, Mayo was there for some great years too, but this is Kraft, though, still trying to kind of like keep it in that era in some way.
Yep.
And bring back the glory. And, yeah, the glory, Brady was the constant. And the with and without is stark contrast.
Yeah, no
doubt.
But
I do think that Drake May is a very talented player, and I think that's a big part of Vrabel taking this job. If it was the same thing with this organization he loves and they still had the huge QB question, I think he might have made another choice here.
On the Titans GM front, you know, Diana Russini put it out there on Friday that she believes Reggie McKenzie is the front runner for the job. They interviewed like 1,000 people this weekend, so we'll see if there's more interviews to come, what the second interviews look like, all those things. But what do you make of where things currently stand with the Titans general manager search? And do you think that, as Corey put it earlier this hour, they have convinced some of these people that they're going to have personnel power in all of this?
I don't know. Like, I don't necessarily agree with what he was saying, like, about Dimitroff, because, you know, first of all, I think anybody interviewing for a job, someone asked that, like, why would Vrabel interview with the Jets job? Or why would this person interview with this when they – because you just do it. You don't burn bridges. You put yourself in front of whoever in this league.
Vrabel's getting a scouting report put together.
Well, there's that, too, for him. But so I don't know that. Yeah, like if I'm a Dimitroff, I definitely – those are my questions, right? It's okay,
for
so
sure.
What is the actual setup here? I don't know that anything that's happened makes me feel any different than what I thought last week, which is this is the assistant to the regional manager, and this is Brinker's show.
I'm interested to see who they end up hiring here. Like, you know, we talked about Reggie McKenzie on Friday. There's obviously a lot of experience that you've got there. There's different options you could go with as well that don't have the same level of experience. Charles Robinson has pointed out, like, Brinker does have a lot of relationships around the league. So the pool to this point has been pretty deep when it comes to potential candidates. So I guess if you're a Titans fan, that's good. Like, the deeper the pool you can have, I guess the better off you're going to be in terms of candidates qualified for the job. But I'm interested to see when they – if it gets to the second interview part of this, who makes the cut, who doesn't. And then, like, when's the decision have to be made here? I mean, we're getting – you know, it's still – playoffs are going on. We got a long way from now until the NFL draft. But right around the corner are the All-Star games and the Senior Bowls and all that stuff. So I would imagine here in the coming days, Titans are going to want to come to a decision on that front.
Yeah, and also – the coaching changes that Stilley promised us Friday did not happen.
So are they coming?
Are they coming today? Are they coming soon?
Coming at all?
I mean, I think I could be wrong. Well, I was going to say the first 3-14. There's very few 3-14 teams, but 3-win teams. How many 3-win teams in the history of the NFL then had no coaching changes? I would bet this would be the first.
I would say.
I don't think that's going to happen.
There hasn't been a ton. Hasn't been a ton.
But
nothing
know,
yet. It's been a week.
Hey, this organization is full of surprises.
Measuring cheek size.
Wow.
There's
thank
no
you.
Doubt about that. Vrabel, his press conference later today at 11 a.m. in New England, so that one could be fun. That does it for us today on the program. Chasing Big Joe is coming up next. You're listening to 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.